the headlines, a call being made for PSV operators to carry and use temperature guns while on the road. A supermarket assuring Barbadians there's no need to panic shop ahead of the second lockdown. BAMP supports government's announcement of house-to-house COVID-19 testing in the community. And Calypso legend Singing Sandra has died. This is the latest from at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Details in a moment. There's a call for government to make it mandatory that operators of public service vehicles, including taxis, carry temperature guns. Attorney at Law and Complaints Officer with the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Craig Banfield, says sanitizers and face masks should also be in the vehicles to help mitigate against the spread of the COVID-19 virus.
I think the time has come to make sure that it is an environment now that has become a little bit more high alert, that we have to put certain measures in place for the transportation industry. And I think that by the owners, operators, public service vehicles in general, taking a more up-hand approach to ensure that all their passengers are safe and sound getting to the destination, including the workers of these designated vehicles.
Banfield also commented on the Ministry of Transport's plans to crack down on PSVs, which are parking indiscriminately outside the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic in Warrens.
Our organization does encourage that the long overdue parking does not persist in that particular area. And we were not fortunate to be there at the when the tour was being taken up. We hope that we can actually be involved a little bit more in terms of getting some added information as to what exactly the government has plans in place as it relates to that and other projects, once it is related to the transportation industry, that can help everybody involved.
Attorney at Law and Complaints Officer with the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Craig Banfield. A supermarket operator is assuring Barbadians there's no need to panic shop ahead of the second lockdown, which will take effect from February 3rd. This as there were long lines seen outside popular discount supermarket yesterday as Barbadians rushed to undertake their shopping. However, Chief Operations Officer of Popular Discounts, MacArthur Barrow, told Starcom Network News that supermarkets will remain open, so there's no need to rush.
I think it's only natural that you would get some people who would be concerned. We are obviously assuring the public that the supermarkets are going to be open next week, as per the Prime Minister's discussions with the nation. So just to reiterate the people that the supermarkets are going to be open from Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and so there's a lot of opportunity to buy. It's only on Saturday and Sunday next week that they'll be closed. But for example, this weekend, we're open as normal. And we're open, as I said, all next week as well, with the exception of Saturday and Sunday.
That's Chief Operations Officer of Popular Discounts, MacArthur Barrow. Central Bank Governor Cleverston Haynes says he's convinced that Barbados needs to have all of its various sectors performing on even keel. But he maintains that tourism will remain the leading foreign exchange earner despite the challenge with COVID-19. In the case of agriculture, the governor said it is important to pay attention to that sector to ensure food security and reduce Barbados's high import bill.
But I don't think that we should look at increased agricultural production as an alternative to tourism. We need all of our sectors to be growing and to be taken off. Agriculture potentially has an important role to play in a vibrant tourism sector. So don't look at it purely as alternatives, but how can we get all of our sectors to grow? Clearly, the tourism is important because of the significant foreign exchange numbers that it generates, but also because of the significant number of persons that it employs.
Governor Haynes also spoke about the outlook for unemployment this year.
Unemployment will remain elevated for much of 2021 because of the circumstances in which we are able to operate. Clearly, if there is a faster return to normal activity than we've anticipated, and that would have to be during the second half of the year rather than the first half of the year, then one will see some ease in the unemployment situation. Growth forecasting is fraught with difficulty during this period.
The Central Bank Governor, Cleverston Haynes. President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman, says the additional nurses will help provide relief for the current nurses who are burdened by long hours at the Martindale's Road Health Facility. However, she tells Starcom Network News, there's no pool of nurses in the country that can be dipped into.
What we would have to give consideration to, and it's obviously of their own volition, what we are aware of is that there are in an age vulnerable category. So it will be entirely up to the individuals as to whether they will be able to go out in that environment. We don't actually have a pool of nurses somewhere sitting. In fact, we have a deficit of over 700 nurses. 450-something of those are registered nurses, the others are nursing assistants. But a little caution with respect to retired nurses who will be in an age-vulnerable category.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says she fully supports government's announcement of a systematic house-to-house COVID-19 testing in the community. The health check will allow residents to be examined by public health officials and receive COVID-19 antigen rapid testing if necessary to ensure that infected people with symptoms receive treatment necessary to reduce the likelihood of severe cases. Dr. Williams says this will help in the fight against the virus.
But we recognize that we're not finding all of the people who are sick, and a lot of people aren't coming forward. And so they want a period where they can go out and actually find the sick, test them, decide how much the burden of COVID-19 really is in the community. And if you remember, David, in our earlier recommendations, we had asked for that earlier. We had asked for a sentinel surveillance to be set up on a wider scale, right? And we had actually recommended certain regions of the country, particularly those where the tourists are, be where you do wide-scale testing so that you would know what the burden is in that community. And that would have given us an idea for the country. That didn't happen then. It's happening now. Let's roll with what we have.
The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs says it supports government's new lockdown measures aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19, even though its members will not be allowed to operate during the two-week shutdown. Communications Officer of Barvin, Robert Maloney, tells Starcom Network News they do expect something to be put in place to cushion the impact vendors may feel to any fallout business during that period.
So what we would be hoping for, it would be only could be monetary, meaning we would be looking for whatever monies. There's no need in sending the vendors out into the vending community when that is what we are actually trying to eliminate. But at the same time, the government would be aware and very conscious of that person still need to live. So I'm sure Ms. Motley have conceived that there would be some sort of monetary contribution being made to the vending community that could help mitigate or at least cushion that impact, whereas we would not have to bear it even further or even to the maximum level or degree, but be able to still be able to come through it, right, that we could still take care of our family.
That's Communications Officer of Barvin, Robert Maloney. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders designed to address climate change, including a new ban on some energy drilling. The orders aim to freeze new oil and gas leases on public lands and double offshore wind-produced energy by 2030. They're expected to meet stiff resistance from the energy industry and come as a sea of change from Donald Trump, who cut environmental protections. Mr. Biden said that the U.S. must lead a global response to the climate change crisis. And finally, Singing Sandra, the second woman to win the Calypso Monarch Contest in Trinidad and Tobago, and often regarded as the mother of the Calypso fraternity, has died. She was 64. More details on her death and reaction in later newscasts. Recapping our headlines at 7:30. A call is being made for PSV operators to carry and use temperature guns while on the road. A supermarket assuring Barbadians there's no need to panic shop ahead of the second lockdown. BAMP supports government's announcement of house-to-house COVID-19 testing in the community. And Calypso legend Singing Sandra has died. The latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning.